Okay, we'll meditate then. Then rock up and back, find the center of gravity for your body. Settle into straight spine. Move your tummy in just a bit, which will relax your lower back, then your lower back won't hurt. Push your shoulder blades together a little bit. Open up your chest. Then start to work on the muscles of your face. Relax your forehead. Relax the area between your eyebrows. Relax your lips, especially the places, the corners of the mouth. The mouth can be cracked open slightly if that's more comfortable, but try to breathe through your nose unless you have a cold. Push the tops of your arms back. Come to the eyelids, relax the eyelids. Let them fall rather than closing them. If they're cracked open a little bit, that's fine. Try to work especially on the muscles of the eyelids, upper part of the eyelids. Relax them. And then if it's natural, then you can turn the eyes up slightly. Chin is level. And then slowly start to approach the breath. How's the breath this morning? Get to know your breath. Try not to move at all. If your nose runs, just let it run rather than sniffing. It doesn't hurt anything. Now come to your breath more strongly, more strictly. Hold the mind to the breath. If you feel like coughing, try to focus on where it tickles. And as the urge gets stronger and stronger, focus harder and harder, then sometimes it will pass. Sometimes it will explode. Then please begin to count your breath. Out breath is the first half. In breath is the second half. Try to count to 10 breaths without thinking of anything else. If you think of something else, if you catch yourself, then start over again. Then we'll do the traditional preparation for meditation, the steps to warm our mind up in the same way that if you ran a race, you would warm up your legs. The first preliminary is to invite your heart teacher, whoever it may be, might be someone who's alive. Might be someone who's already passed away, might be an historical figure in the past, might be someone you only imagine who's coming later, but invite them to come sit with you. Facing you. And it's tradition to honor them by thinking of one good quality that you would like to learn from them. Some quality which was the reason you asked them to be your teacher. There must be something about them that you want to learn. So focus on that quality. Think about it. Then make them an offering. It could be a flower, could be a piece of fruit. But tradition says that to offer your teacher small successes in your practice is the highest offering. So in the last day or two, try to remember some kind thought or kind action, some kind words. that you offered to someone else. And by remembering that, offer it to your teacher. In this meditation, your teacher can read your mind and your thoughts. Try to bring up a clear picture of what you said that was nice, what you did, and then thereby offer that to your teacher. To meditate well, we have to clear our conscience. Conscience has to be clear. So think of something you did in the last day or two that you aren't so proud of. It could be something external. You got angry and said something to someone, or took something that wasn't exactly yours. Or perhaps it was more subtle, some judgment you made of someone, unkind thought, and then try to picture it clearly. Let your teacher look into your mind and see it, and then most importantly, make some resolution that you will try not to repeat it today. You'll watch yourself in that way today. Then in this tradition, equally important to cleaning your negativities is being happy about the good qualities you already have. So spend some quality time. It should always be at least as much time thinking about the sweet things you did this week. Kind thoughts, kind words, new understandings that you worked for and you gained, and then be proud of yourself in a healthy way and glad that you are improving as a person. Try to think of at least one way in which you've improved in the last few days, some small breakthrough. The breakthroughs come slowly and they're small and they build on each other. And it's equally important to notice the good things that others are doing and think about something beautiful that you saw someone else do in the last few days. And in your mind, congratulate them and share in that goodness. Something specific that you saw someone else do or say. Then form a picture in your mind of how you would like to be different by the time you go home Sunday. If someone saw you on the plane or in your car, how would you be different than you were a week ago? And maybe it's a small change in how much you smile or in the peacefulness. Maybe your face looks more peaceful, or maybe you've made some decisions about your life. Try to imagine who you would like to be by Sunday evening. And then ask for a blessing or ask for some strength to become that. Ask you, open your mind, let your teacher hear a request that you become a changed person by the time we go home. Ask them to help you become that. Then finally ask your teacher to stay nearby, keep you in their influence. Ask them to influence your day, guide you at crucial moments, help you turn to the right way at crucial moments during this day and the rest of your life. And after that, ask them to stay close and to guide your thoughts and actions. those are the traditional warm up to a meditation that we do before the meditation. So we'll take a little break. You can stretch. Then we'll start the real meditation. You can stretch out your legs. You can stand up and stretch your legs if you want. If you feel more comfortable on a chair, sit on a chair. You don't get any points if your knees hurt. You just get distracted. Okay, ready to go back in? Very common problem that people try to meditate for too long. And they start to get distracted, think about other things. They're sitting very still. They have good posture. Their legs are properly folded. And their mind is going on an international trip. And then it's better to keep it short, very intense, tight, clean. The time will automatically increase if you get accustomed to sloppy meditation and being distracted, then it's very difficult to break that habit later. It's better to do short, intense meditations, and you can repeat them throughout the day, or they will increase naturally as time goes on. But don't let yourself have a sloppy meditation. I did some ballet, and the teacher was very insistent that every single movement should be done with the same mindfulness and the same effort, because every time you make a sloppy movement, then that gets imprinted in your body's memory. Same with meditation. Come back to your breath. Try not to move. No movement at all. See if you can count 10 breaths. Keep your face relaxed and loose. As people concentrate, their face tightens. now inside your body, slip from your breath down to your heartbeat. Come down to your heartbeat. You have to be more quiet to feel it clearly. Keep your face loose and stay on your heartbeat. Come inside your beating heart and see a room filled with beautiful golden light, sunlight pouring in from the windows. So you are in a room. There are windows on every side and a beautiful golden sunlight is pouring in through the windows and covering all the objects in the room. Each object is glowing with a golden, warm sunlight inside your beating heart. And your teacher is, your heart teacher is across from you, knee to knee. Your eyes are closed, but you can feel their presence. Subtle fragrance from their body. Small, tiny sounds of their clothing rustling as they breathe. The front of your body, your chest, is a bit warmer than the back of your body because of the warmth, the subtle, small warmth coming off of your teacher's body. Be aware of their presence with all your senses and with your heart. be aware of an intense feelings of care that they have for you. They want to care for you. They love you. You are a huge part of their life and their world, and they want to care for you and feel that sense of care and that willingness to take care of you that they have, the resolution to care for you. And settle into a comfortable silence with them. We'll stay silent for a few minutes. This is the core of the meditation, it's a silence. And that silence of understanding between you affects the world. It has a huge effect on the world, maybe more than words or actions. The silence between you and the contented feeling between you and the love between you is having a very active effect on the world around you. So keep it strong and concentrated and silent, and be aware that it is helping the world. We'll stay like this for a few minutes. That's enough. Short, sweet, strong. Slowly come back to your breath. Then you can slowly open your eyes. Just take a good stretch. If you need to stand up, stretch your legs out. You can kick your neighbors. It's okay.